Oh, I didn't even see that. Oh, wow. But yeah, I got to play Ezekiel Elliott in college, and got to meet him off the field, and he's a tremendous guy, and a heck of a player, heck of a running back, and to be able to come back to this stadium, I already have Cowboy fans yelling at me, saying they're going to run me over and stuff, but come back to the place where I was drafted, it's going to be a special moment, and this moment right here in general itself, this week itself, has been special to me, and I'm too excited to get it going.
Jets fan, and now you're playing for Big Blue. What's that feel like? What's your message for Giant fans?
Yeah, I did grow up a Jets fan, but that the Jets fan kind of went out the window the day I declared for the draft. But coming home, I was born in Bronx. I was born in New York. I live right in Lehigh Valley. It's only like an hour 45 from the city, only like an hour 15, depending who's driving from New Jersey. So it's an honor to be able to come home and be able to play in the big and blue, get to stay in the blue and white colors. I'm definitely excited about that also. Yeah, what I want my new teammates to know about me, I want them to know that you're going to get a guy that's passionate about the game, passionate about the game of football, a true competitor, and a guy who loves to win and will do anything it takes to win, and a guy who's always going to be there for you. I know I'm a young age, but you never know. If you ever need anyone to bounce something off someone, I'm always going to be here, and I'm just looking forward to meet those guys and start that relationship. Yeah, last 48 hours been crazy for me. Crazy in the good way. I was able to be accepted into fatherhood and have my first child, my daughter Jada. You know, from here on out, I got to do everything to represent her and try to set example from her for the good things I do and the mistakes I make in my life that she can learn from. And then obviously come here with my family and my mother and father and get to live my dream of getting drafted and taking another step to where I want to get to.
Obviously, this is a big day for both New York teams. I'm curious if you had any interaction with Sam Darnold tonight after the pick or before the pick?
Yeah, funny that you asked that. I was taking a picture with my family, and as I was walking over here to come over and do radios and media, me and him walked right by each other, and I said congratulations, and I said see you in New York, and we said look forward to playing each other.
Saquon in the middle. Couple things. Did you get much indication from the Giants that they would make this pick? And when you, the second part of the question is, when you think about the idea of winning now, how do you think you would fit into that plan as opposed to them taking like a franchise quarterback?
Yeah, a lot of people had a lot of speculations and reports that the Giants were going to take me, but to be completely honest with you, I didn't know for 100% sure until literally when the Browns drafted Baker, I got a phone call. And when I saw the New Jersey number, that's when it was 100 proof that I knew I was getting drafted to the Giants. And yeah, winning now, that's what you play the game for, to win and to win championships. And on my visit with the Giants, I walk in, you see Super Bowl trophies hanging up in a trophy case, and that's something you admire, and that's something you strive for, and that's the standard of that place. And you know the expectation when you walk in, and you know they went 3-13 last year, a lot of injuries, but that's football, and that team's a lot better than 3-13, and very talented, especially on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball. And you got Eli Manning, a proven quarterback with a great wide receiver core led by OBJ, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, if not the best wide receiver in the NFL, and be able to put myself in the offense and hope, God willing, have the success I had in college and the man that I touched and I had in college from the backfield. It's like kind of pick your poison, and hopefully I can have that success at an early age and figure it out at an early age and be able to pick those players' brain and start it off right. Yeah, having Coach Franklin and Coach Huff here means everything. Those guys that gave me the shot to come to Penn State. We joked around. We were looking at my tux, and I have my high school jersey number in there. And I was like, remember when you guys promised me that I was getting that jersey number? And but they laughed and said everything worked out for the best, and I was able to get 26. And we had a great run there. Obviously, Coach Huff is at Mississippi State, and Coach Franklin still at Penn State. And I'm going on to NFL. But, you know, those two guys right there helped shape me more than a player. help shape me as a man and get me ready for his experience. And I definitely want to say thank you to those guys and everyone back at Penn State and all my former teammates. And just truly excited for this moment.
Dez Bryant has expressed interest in joining the Giants. What could an offense adding you and Dez do in the NFC East?
Yeah, Dez Bryant coming to the New York Giants or having shown interest into the New York Giants, you know, that's out of my hand. I don't know what's going to happen there, but if that happens, that's just another issue that you add to that wide receiver core. And by issue, I mean he's such a talented wide receiver. And then when you got Odell, Sterling, and then Dez Bryant all on one side of the ball, and Evan Engram, is once again kind of like pick your poison. And a lot of people are probably saying Dez don't got it anymore, but trust me, especially him getting released, a little extra motivation, and wherever he ends up, he's obviously a spectacular player and they're going to do spectacular things.
Saquon, as a kid who almost quit football back when you were in high school, but all of a sudden your hometown and your family and your friends were able to keep you on the right path, what do you have to say to them on one of your biggest days of your life?
Yeah, I would like to say thank you to everyone back home for helping me and leading the way. I have a tremendous support cast from friends to family back home. But me almost quitting football, I got to give credit to my father. My father challenged me and said, once you quit something in life, you're going to be a quitter the rest of your life. You're going to quit on your wife. You're going to quit on your kids. You're going to quit on your job. You're going to quit. You're going to continue to quit for the rest of your life, and we don't raise quitters. And that's something that is stuck with me ever since then, and that's when it all clicked for me. It all clicked for me, and I started pushing myself, started working my butt off, and that's why I know work ethic is going to get you where you need to go. And that's a continue the mindset that I'm going to continue to have and continue to take with me to the next level.
We're all about getting active and healthy. So how do you get active and healthy?
Sorry, I could not hear you. Can you say that again?
So I'm with Field to Play 60, and we're about getting active and healthy. So how do you stay active and get healthy?
Yeah, I didn't even get to make it to that event. I was home with my baby, and I'm definitely upset that I got to miss that. Looked like they had so much fun, but the way I stay active and healthy is just working out and running. You know, all the little things that you kind of would assume for a football player, but for me, it's not just lifting heavy weights anymore or how fast you can run. It's efficient movements. That's something I started adding into my weight program, and eating right. You know, at this age, you kind of can put anything in your body, but I'm trying to get away from that, add a little more greens into my greens to my diet, and start eating the right thing, because, you know, you got to treat your body like a Lamborghini, you know, you, especially at the running back, put good fuel in your body and be able to help you later on the field or whatever sport you play.
Thank you.